As we get started here in the second half, Kings West leading by a score of 25-13. They'll start with the ball, but turn it over to Toluca Toodle Lake. I'm Tomas Meath with RBI Game of the Week. Happy to be bringing you this coverage of Kings West Warriors trip to the Spokane Arena and the B Tournament State Championships. We're on the girls' court finally as they lost ACH on the boys' court yesterday. A very good, well-disciplined team, and coming out of the locker room, two quick turnovers, not a good start for the girls. Thank you goes out to the supporters and Commuter Comforts down by the ferry. Helped us out over the years. Island Family Eye Care. Long-range shot and a three-point play, and the Toodle Lake Ducks send their message that they're going to be in this game. And the referee is going to call time while Kristen Anderson ties her shoe. Central Market of Paulsbo, very helpful in bringing us a special presentation from Key Arena, along with the Town and Country Market from Bainbridge. And Megan Spence fouled there from behind. Town and Country Markets and Central Market nourishing the quality of life and supporting Radio Bainbridge and bringing you youth activities, including media education efforts. Inbound pass by Kristen Anderson to Chloe Mosey, the primary target there, eschewing the easy inbound in the corner for Kaylee Ross. And Ross gets it now on the left side of the offense set up, dribbles in the lane, tries to bounce pass to Megan Spence, but that's not going to work. And the coaches say, let's not do that. Let's hold on to the ball. 25-16, that 12-point halftime lead, whittled down to 9 now. We're here in the third period. Toodle Lake up from the southeastern part of the state. Driving the lane, Lindsay Scheffler. And a lot of physicality as Clemen holding her own against Vicarus. Here comes Jesse Hanna now. Long range shot by Vicarus, and she hustles Clemen now as the ball looks up. Ross on the right hand side gets the ball on the fly, banks it in. Oh, not in, but Megan Spence comes down with it. And looks like someone was on her arm there, but kick ball by Kristen Anderson, and the 30-second clock will be reset with 6:22 to go in the third period, and still 25-16 the score. Kayla Vicarus over in front of us to inbound the ball. The referees, David Wolfgool and Dave Crane and Bill Papik, the officials today, and Kristen Anderson's going to be called for her third personal foul, first team foul in the half, each team with one. And Anderson now with three has got to be a little bit more judicious in her physical dispensement. Ball inbounded off of Kristen Anderson while she wasn't looking, but Vicker is still out of bounds when she touched it again herself. So a turnover to her, and Kings West a chance to get back in order with their 9-point lead here. Mosey collects. Full court pressure. Over here to Clemen. Clemen now baseline to Spence, and there's going to be another turnover for Kings West. And they need to get out of the rut here as it's been almost 2 minutes of no score. And here comes the Ducks. Lindsay Scheffler, the sophomore. Very much a fire plug of a team. No one in the 6-foot range. Tallest player, 5'9", Lacey Hoffman on the bench with two fouls herself. Shayna Heltemis, the starter, junior forward, number 42. Lindsay Scheffler gets the ball there from Jesse Hanna. In the corner, down to the baseline. Hanna works around, and nice job working that baseline against Mosey and floating in the air to put a right-handed stop shot up over the rim, and it's 25-18, 7-point lead now for Kings West. And they're slowly eating away our Toodle Lake, and from behind, Lindsay Scheffler tries to poke it away from the very tall Chloe Mosey. Mosey at 6 feet, the only 6-footer on the roster today. Elizabeth Clemen controlling, gets Spence, free pass up and in as she drives the lane to the right-hand side. So good pass by Elizabeth Clemen to get the ball to Spence. Double team and a blocking foul called on Chloe Mosey. If you're rooting for Kings West, you probably thought she had pretty good position. But again, it got a hats off to number 12, Jesse Hanna. Excuse me, Taylor Vickers, number 22, drove the lane there. So Mosey's got three as well in the early going in the first half. Not going well for Kings West as they cannot convert until 2 minutes in. Now 27-18 with a free throw by Vickers. And the rebound is by Lindsay Scheffler. She worked her way around Chloe Mosley and Elizabeth Clemens coming up with it, but immediate challenge by Shayna Heltemis. And they'll tie that up for a two-leg inbound off the arrow favoring girls in blue. Long count, but Kristen Anderson steps in. 2-on-1 with Ross on the right-hand side. Gets the dump. Short shot is good. And there you have two straight points down there. And it's 20-19, and back to double digits goes Kings West with 4:45 to go in the quarter, third period. Spokane Arena, long cross-court pass left to right to Kayla Vickers, and she cross-courts in the corner to Lindsay Scheffler, and Vickers goes over Kristen Anderson for the rebounding effort. Well, you got to admire their spunk, though. They're challenging for every ball, and they're doing it with good basketball sense. That's the second team foul against Tudor Lake, down by 11 here, and Kristen Anderson set the inbound the ball as number 3, Danaile Preston, checks in for the Ducks. Coming to the ball, Spence has number 12, Jesse Hanna, on her arm. And there will be foul number 3 against the team, and the first foul against Jesse Hanna. It's the morning game, and the girls are shaking up the cobwebs now, putting up 29 points to Tudor Lake's 18 with 4:36 to go in the third period. They saw Evergreen Lutheran in a dramatic loss earlier in the day as they went down 45-37 to Sales. And so they're out of the tournament. And number 40, Megan Spence, is going to be whistled there with 4:22 on the clock and 11-point lead. They don't want to give up unnecessary fouls, and now they've got two with three in Anderson and Mosey, and now Megan Spence with her 12 points has got her second, and there's going to be a timeout called, and we'll be right back. We'd like to thank M&M Market Deli, 76th Station at High School Road and Highway 305, for their support of our program. They're bringing you the scoreboard, the M&M Deli scoreboard, where you can fill up with your 76 gas and then go get your great homemade sandwiches. At least that's what I do when I go by there and see all the different teams and things that they do around the community. So now Tudor Lake in front of their own bench, doing some good things offensively and creating foul trouble for Coach Dave Kirkhoff as Kristen Anderson draws her fourth, and she'll give way to Lakeisha Niles. And you're giving up senior leadership along with the team leading scorer when you sit down number 34, Kristen Anderson. Kayla Vickers has found her range, and that three-point play signals they're still in the ballgame at 29-21 with just half of the third period away. Chloe Mosey gets across half-court pressure from the backside. That's Jesse Hanna leaping high. Number 12 for Kings West is Elizabeth Clement, and the rebound by Megan Smith is a putback on the right-hand side as Elizabeth Clement driving down the left-hand side. So the West Warriors handling the psychological and physical pressure well. Clement's pressuring Denali Preston. Long-range shot again, this time by Hanna, and a rebound down by Kayla Ross, the only senior in the court right now of the two on the squad for the Warriors. Over a leaping Vickers to Clemens. Kayla Ross gets it back. Half-court pressure still. Preston gets picked by Mosey. Rolls away and risking and trying to get that is Vickers. And Niles, staying tough, gets the call. And the action on the front of the score table on the other side from us. Ross goes backcourt for the ball. And as we look at the halftime statistics, for the Ducks, their leading scorer was Alicia Falk with 5. They had Kayla Vickers with 4, Lindsay Scheffler with 1, and Jesse Hanna with 3. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by M&M Deli and 76th Station at High School Road and 305 on Bainbridge Island. Backdoor play on the inbound. Mosey has to get the defense by the Ducks is very persistent. Bank shot, rebound by Megan Spencer. She fouled on the putback, so that works out well for the Warriors. I like the way Ross plays. She shows a lot of savvy in the court. She's not afraid to shoot, and she makes things happen. But look at that rebound by Megan Spence. Had 10 at the half. Now has 16, and she has a chance to build the lead and her own point total. 33-21 is now still 33-21. Rebound going high. Jessa Hanna pulling down that missed free throw. Long range shot. Vickers fakes it up, goes baseline double team, and she traveled on the pivot. So they'll play wild with a lot of fury, and that will lead to turnovers as Preston and Vickers sit down, giving way to Valerie Noble and number 42, Lindsay Scheffler, back in the game. On the press, Megan Spence and Clement working well. Ross, the breakaway, goes up left hand and misses the layup. Scheffler with the rebound, and Ross steps in, but she's going to be called for shouldering in, and she knows it. And that's foul number one for Kaylee Ross. She's got 8 points on the game, trailing Megan Spence for the team. And in the ball game, the two top scorers are Alicia Funk and Jessie Hanna, each with five. Down by 12, Megan Spence, their leading scorer, with only one. As I mentioned, they've got three in double digits, so they can go to a lot of scores. And it's going to be Duck's ball. Nice effort by Ross, and a good choice not to fight too hard against Alicia Falk, who is shielding the ball quite well. Ross, the soccer player, knows what shielding is all about. Ball inbounded by Scheffler into the corner for her three-point attempt. Off the front rim, Lakeisha Niles with a rebound. Dribbles out of trouble. Back to Clement. Elizabeth comes down up against Falk. Henna, number 12. Mosey helping out with the pick. And Henna really challenging and going to foul Clement there. And she pumps the fist. Punched her fist into the air because that's going to be her third personal foul. Two Ducks now with three fouls to worry about. And that's 16, so they're one away from the bonus. Valerie Noble in the inbound looking to be denying Lakeisha. Lakeisha goes backcourt for the safe one. Just barely, though, as Ross gets slammed there. That seems similar to the foul that she got called earlier. Not forthcoming there. Maybe not hard enough as far as the officials are concerned. And the ball off the back of Jessie Hanna, who's really working hard out there for the Ducks. Hanna, the junior. And they've got two of those along with their single senior, number 10, Alicia Falk. So only three seniors in both lineups. And here comes Tudor Lake, down by 12, 33-21. Lindsay Scheffler gives it away. And a three-point play from the left-hand side by Jessie Hanna. And that makes her the leading scorer with eight for the Ducks. So Scheffler, not just a good scorer, she knows how to dish it. Mosey now breaking the press to Niles, to Clemens. She cuts back. The left-handed bank shot is going to be off the top of the rim, and it's going to be Hanna bringing it down. And here comes Scheffler. Nice hustle by Elizabeth Clemens, throwing herself to the floor and in good position where Scheffler was forced to get the ball out of the way. And here's Mosey now blocking a shot or a pass attempt, and giving it back to Ross. So Clement, left side, brings it across half court, up against Hanna. And good job by Funk to deny the pass to Megan Spence. Down low, Spence gets it from Mosey, though, top of the key, down into Megan Spence, who banks it in for point number 35 for the Warriors. They lead by 11, 35-24. The timeout's going to be called by Kings West Warriors now with just a minute to go. Or I should say 55.9 seconds to go here in the third period. And it's going to be a full timeout, so we'll be right back on Tomas Meese with RBI Game of the Week. So as we hear the horn breaking the kids out of the huddle, Tudor Lake already out on the floor, showing that they're ready to attack the basket to our right. Kings West Warriors have called the timeout, breakout as well. It'll be Lakeisha Niles, Megan Spence, Kaylee Ross, Chloe Mosey, and Elizabeth Clemen defending for the Warriors. Looks like they're doing the matchup zone. Sort of a 2-3 alignment. They got to pressure the shooters, and they know it, and there's why. number 12. Jesse Hanna hits her second three in a row, and she goes to 11 points in the game and draws her team, the Ducks, to within 8 of the Warriors, trying to protect what was, at one point, a 12-point lead. Niles controlling the ball, dribbles away from pressure, but they're still in the backcourt with 31 seconds to go in the quarter and 15 seconds on the clock. Cross court. And on the line, trying to save it, it's Elizabeth Clemens. She checks herself, and she's okay. Turnover to the Warriors, and that's 35-27 with 24.8 on the clock. And Lindsay Scheffler fakes right, goes left. Walk again for three, and this time front rim, but it's going to be rebounded by number 5, Stephanie Campbell. And a foul is going to be called against the Warriors. And it's foul number 6. And that's foul number 4 on Mosey. And Clemen will yield to Kreifels, as Megan Kreifels checks in here in the third period for the first time in half. Trying to go cross court, but denied. Long range shot. And good rebound position given up by the Warriors as Valerie Noble comes down with it. And Megan Spence now packed from behind. No call. No one in position to see it. And that's the end of the third period. So good pressure by Tudor Lake as they chop that lead down to 8. It's Kings West, 35, Tudor Lake, 27. The Warriors being challenged by the Ducks here at Spokane Arena. And that's what makes tournament action so much fun. These teams just earned their way here and want to make every moment count. I'm Tomas Smith with RBI Game of the Week. We'll be back with the fourth period right after this short break.